Daily Worship Devotionals, Episode 13, Baptism. Well, hey there, friends. How in the world are you? Me, I am blessed beyond all measure. My name's Rob Still, and welcome to Daily Worship Devotionals, a short, random podcast where we study the Word of God, listen for the voice of the Holy Spirit, all based on the framework of the Christian year calendar. We're in the season of Epiphany, and today we're talking about when Jesus was baptized. So here we go. Oh Lord, how majestic is your name, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Oh Lord, okay, the baptism of Jesus. Now, on the liturgical calendar, the second Sunday of Epiphany is traditionally when you would go over the story of the baptism of Jesus. We're going to be reading from Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 15. Then Jesus went from Galilee to the Jordan River to be baptized by John. But John tried to talk him out of it. "I am the one who needs to be baptized by you," he said. "So why are you coming to me?" But Jesus said, "It should be done, for we must carry out all God requires." So John agreed to baptize him. Now, the gospel narratives of Jesus tell us almost nothing of his adult life until this moment, at the age of 30, when he proclaims a giant shift in his life. Transition is now. And he commemorates this new season with the powerful symbol of water baptism. Now, in his spirit, John the Baptist must have sensed the divine authority in Jesus because he intuitively knew, like deep in his spirit, "I don't need to baptize you, man. You need to be the one baptizing me." Then Jesus answered John's objection directly. "Allow me to be baptized now. This is necessary to fulfill all righteousness." Now, just as he later had to die on the cross, Jesus chose to be baptized. Why? Well, here's a little background. There's a Jewish ritual cleansing ceremony called the mikvah. I actually just learned of this when we were in Israel a couple of months ago. In Jewish tradition, the mikvah is a ritual bath used for ceremonial purification and to prepare for special occasions like marriage. Also, converts to Judaism are required to undergo full immersion in the water, and in the mikvah, immersion represents death and resurrection. Sound familiar? And when one comes out of the water, he comes back to life as a new creation. Now, for Yeshua, immersion was symbolic of a transition in his life, the beginning of his ministry. His baptism said, "The time is now." Jesus, pure and sinless, submitted to this rite of purification as an act of obedience to his heavenly Father and an example for us to follow. You know, he taught in John 3 that one must be born again of the water and the Spirit. He led by example, and he practiced what he preached. And he left us with these instructions: "Go into all the world and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." That's Matthew 28:19. And he also imparted to his disciples that baptism was a crucial hinge to discipleship. Peter made it clear in Acts 2, "Repent and let each one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." The gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, Martin Luther understood how powerful baptism was, and when he was depressed and full of doubts, he would say to himself, "Remember your baptism. Remember your baptism." My friends, if you've been baptized, remember you have died with Christ, Your sins are buried. You've been born again. You are a new creation. As far as the east is from the west, so far he has removed your transgressions. You can arise again with a brand new start full of hope in God. His mercies are new every morning, every single day. And every time you remember your baptism, you can say, "This is the power of Christ in me." So, my friends, if you've been baptized, then remember your baptism. And if you've not been water baptized, then what are you waiting for? He will give you a clean start. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for your Son. We thank you for the gift you have given us of his life and new life through Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you for the powerful symbol we have of baptism, and I pray that you would bring about conversion in our hearts first, and that we would be sealed with the living waters of your Son and with your Spirit. I ask this in Jesus' name, and in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, well, I hope that is helpful to you. Thank you so much for listening to dailyworshipdevotionals.com is the web address where you can find the transcript, free resources, and if you like this podcast, would you please subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, YouTube, and SoundCloud. So, until next time, vaya con Dios, mis amigos. Go with God. May the Lord richly bless you. This